Be ready when the garden and landscape starts to wake from winter today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
We have such wonderful spring flowering plants. Wisteria, refined and shrub-like, or scrambling over everything, will put on a purple display. Eastern redbud, with its flower colors ranging from pale pink to magenta, presented on its naked branches. And flowering dogwood showing off along the edges of wooded areas. But there's one flower that tells me winter is over, Lenten rose. Lenten rose is one of those reliable shade garden perennials. These long-lived flowering perennials are really pretty easy to grow in the shade garden, and now is the time to plant. Lenten rose belong to the family of hellebores. One of the most common hellebores is Helleborus orientalis, or Lenten rose. The nodding, cup-shaped flowers range in color from a pale green to creamy white for the straight species. However, there are many hybrids available with flower colors ranging from pink to a dark burgundy, many with dark speckles. The flower colors of Lenten rose are actually provided by structures resembling petals called sepals. The actual flowers are inconspicuous. The sepals will remain long after pollination has occurred, often until the next year. The only care that is usually required is to cut back the dead and fading foliage to keep the plant neat. Division is only required every few years. The Perennial Plant Association named Lenten rose the perennial plant of the year in 2005. Lenten rose is a tough and dependable plant that many gardeners don't know about. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.